Curiosity.
What are you so curious about?
Everything.
Mr. Curiosity.
Big podcast today. Ooh, big one. Best yes. one ever. Because our boy, who's been here how long?
Almost 26 years.
Ooh. Oh, my gosh.
What? Sean Dunn, digital director, leaving us.
Yes.
Sean.
Yes, I am.
And you know what's weird? He says 26 years. I remember intern Sean in the backyard doing a fighting Irish pose like it was yesterday. I'm that old.
It does feel like just yesterday.
Wow.
And forever ago all at the same time.
Wow.
All right. He's all smiles. He's shaven, right?
Yeah.
Shaving look at
yeah.
podcast.
I shaved for you guys.
Now, you told me when we were walking in here, you had something special to say or ask. I don't know. You have a big going away speech? What do you have?
No.
No. I'm out.
You told me something.
No. My daughter had asked me to ask a question.
Oh, okay. So you want to get right into it? Before he asks that question, remember, this is a podcast that's built around you folks and your questions to us. They're funny. They're goofy. They're sincere. Whatever. brownbag@wnep.com. One word, brownbag@wnep.com. We put them in here. We put them in the Boscov's bag. We never know what we're going to get.
Mm-mm.
And we have fun every Friday.
We really do.
But Sean has a question from his daughter, I guess.
And her question is, who is your favorite person on the podcast today?
Oh,
that's good because she's trying to make you squirm and get uncomfortable.
Oh, man.
And the key there is today.
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 Now, why would it change? Why would it be in flux?
I think it's loaded. I think she's hoping everyone just says me.
Sean, you have the ability to hit
my
that.
My favorite person on the podcast.
The bell, if you hit that, you don't have to answer.
I mean, I could
question.
Say myself, and then I guess that's kind
you
of.
Find the loophole.
It's not like really a loophole. Like a then it makes out. Me seem like a jerk. I don't really have a favorite person on the podcast today.
You really don't?
No, I love all you guys.
Yeah, that's how I feel. Someone said, who's your favorite?
I'm going to go with Sean.
Thank you.
You
thank
say,
you very much.
Someone said, who's your favorite? You're going to say Sean.
I think she's kissing.
She's being
because
kind.
Because now we're definitely she's offended by that. We're both of us are offended.
Yeah. Evelyn's happy.
You know what, Joe? You're my favorite person. So.
Are you serious? Yeah. No, I'm not offended by that. So it equals out.
It equals out, right?
Yeah. No, I'm just kidding. It's tough. She's trying to make you uncomfortable.
She is. She's instigating.
Yep.
So, Sean, what are you going to do on your last day here? You're going to start picking questions. Maybe there'll be some directed at you, but there's a lot in the Boscov's bag. There's a lot here. We got
to
get it.
I feel like I have to at least start in the traditional...
Gotta go traditional.
I never realized you have hairy arms.
I do have hairy arms.
I'm looking at mine, not so hairy. You are,
yeah. Maybe it's because it's dark.
Oh my gosh. You have hairy arms.
Well, I just noticed as it went in the bag. Can I say something on a side note?
Go ahead, Wally.
No, I better not.
Now you have to.
All right. So, when you enter middle school or high school and you go in. The gym scenario, and you get to see your friends semi-naked because they're putting on the gym outfit.
Oh my god!
I couldn't
get when you get to see your friends.
Well, I never saw. Well, you that get. I could not believe how hairy one of my friends. I remember being like 12 years old, going, "Oh my god, it's like an ape in front of me." He was so hairy everywhere. Like I'm talking legs, buttocks.
Someone ring the bell.
Just that was my because everyone. I don't know. It's the first time you see your friends changing. And I'm like, what?
You just assume everybody's like you?
When you're 11, 12, you assume everyone's like you. Yeah. But he was. And
not.
Then we used to call him the ape man
ape
for
man.
A little while. Yeah. Then the nicknames come and all that.
And I'm sure years and years of therapy then afterwards.
Yeah. He's totally fine now.
I'm glad I picked a Travis question.
Oh, God.
Very traditional.
Hey, morning crew. Do you check out of hotels or just walk out?
Oh. What a great question.
I just walk out.
I saw
unless I have like charges, I guess.
Yeah, with the little
but
card,
even
what do you
do with? Sometimes they just have like a box you can drop it in. Or take it with me because I forget.
So I've done that, but I like to check out. I think it's just to formalize that I'm leaving. Because I feel like if I leave it in the room that maybe they don't realize I checked out. Maybe they think I'm still sleeping.
I have that anxiety too.
Yeah.
I want to finalize it. But I know you don't have to anymore. It seems like 20 years ago you did, right?
Yeah.
You'd have to go up to the lady at the counter or whatever and say, I'm checking out, and here's my thing. But now you just leave.
Yeah. See, I feel like I need to check out. I saw a meme about this just yesterday.
Get out.
That people, I think it's an age thing. The millennials and older think they need to check out. But the Gen Z and the they can just leave. And everything's fine. I get anxious about that.
I guess it's always like express checkout now. Like they...
they assume you're not going
to. It'll be unlike
anything.
The TV. Like, hey, you could just leave unless you have a reason to check out.
Yeah.
They tell me.
Yeah, if there's an option on the TV, I'll do that. But I like handing the key to someone.
Yeah, I get anxiety. Me too.
Yeah.
I have really bad anxiety. It's just little things like that.
It's definitely generational. Yeah. You're right, because if I checked out and I was with my 20-something kids, they'd mock me and laugh at me and say, Dad, just leave. Like, what are you doing? So you're right. It's definitely.
Yeah.
I heard this, and it's not confirmed, that if you leave your key and the right devious person finds your key, they can get your information from it. The card key, I mean. I don't know if that's true.
Oh, well, I was going to mention, too, that if you do happen to keep a key, there are some cool apps that you can actually reprogram it to do things like auto-connect you to your Wi-Fi or turn on lights.
Are you giving scandalous information out to
the market? They're not illegal apps. You can just, because it has that RFID chip, that you can reprogram them. There's
apps. How do you do
it?
Do you need a device to reprogram it?
Just your phone.
What?
You can reprogram one of those hotel cards.
And you can make it do different stuff.
Next hotel.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that.
One of those cards.
It's
a little nerve-wracking.
You hacker. Deviant hacker criminal.
I'm doing too much.
Just saying.
That's why he's leaving, folks, because he's...
Yeah, if they go to prison.
He's going to prison.
Going to hack somewhere else.
No, I didn't know that, but there you go. Good question. Good question.
Yep. Who's next? Joe?
Oh,
Joe.
I'm going to go from this Boskov's bag. Boskov's, by the way, we're waiting for their sponsorship because they give them all this advertisement every week. All right, Michael wants to know, good morning, Brown Baggers. What makes for a better this is an easy one, I hope.
Okay.
What makes for a better 3-day weekend? Friday off or Monday off? Mike from Jim Thorpe. Come on. Is that even disputable?
Yeah, I'm going to say Monday.
Monday.
I love going to work on Friday. The Friday. I feel bad for people who take off Friday. Yeah. Like, you're wasting it.
Monday, for sure.
I get the Sunday scaries.
A lot of people do. That's why I take every Monday off.
It's so nice having. I have this Monday off. I'm excited.
Isn't it great?
Yeah.
And you, it's better to be here on a Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's Friday.
Everyone's in a great mood.
Yeah.
Yes.
Monday, everyone's miserable.
And I have bad news. I'm taking off next Friday.
Me too.
And Carrie is too, because we're both going to a concert at the Mohegan Outdoor Pottery in the Patio, and we have to take off Friday. And it's I feel like I'm wasting that Friday.
But, you know.
Because we have to stay up late and party Thursday night.
It is what it is.
You have to stay up late and party.
Well, we're not going to come to work at 3 in the morning if we're out partying at the casino. Come on.
I mean.
Plus, Fridays you get to do this, so that's fun.
Well, you don't anymore forever.
True.
Gone. He's gone forever.
Gone.
You know, if you wanted to.
Submit questions.
Yeah, I'll start submitting questions.
Inappropriate. Steal our hotel room, submit questions.
Yes.
You're going to be a devious guy.
From prison.
From prison. Okay. So this question is from Dutch in Dushore.
Wait. Stop right there.
Interesting.
Stop.
Your dog's name is Dutch.
This has to be.
How could you let that go?
I didn't send it
I know, but didn't that make you emotional? Like, don't you think it's a little Dutchy now?
I'm picturing his little paws typing.
The email, is that Darren?
It is Darren.
Darren.
It really is?
It is.
Oh, and he's saying Dutch for a joke.
Yeah.
This is serious. Oh, did you know? Wait.
And she happened to pull it, too.
No. I just randomly picked it.
It's really from your boyfriend.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Right on. I can't believe this.
Esteemed journalist, under any circumstances, can French fries be considered a gourmet delicacy?
Carrie,
recently the debate has been risen that simultaneous application of both cheese and buffalo wing sauce to French fries reclassifies them as gourmet. Thank you for your attention to this. You know what?
Is this a fight you guys just had?
I said, we were at Knoebels and we had these French fries, and I said, wow. We both agreed that they were amazing, and I said, these are like gourmet. This is like gourmet food.
And he didn't
like that. He's like, you think those French fries are gourmet?
Just because.
And I said, they're like gourmet French fries.
That's funny.
I think French fries can be gourmet.
But you didn't know he was going to send this.
No.
Okay, so this is
I don't think buffalo fries would be gourmet.
You've never had these fries,
but
Sean.
No, but I mean, in terms of what gourmet is, they're elevated. Gourmet would have to have like
truffle oil
shaved
or, you know,
truffles and like fancy stuff.
Well, maybe they did.
Them.
They had fancy stuff
to be
on
gourmet.
Them.
I would say they're elevated, and I wouldn't say they're not delicious, but
maybe it was a fancy buffalo.
I guess by definition, they wouldn't be gourmet.
He's stirring the pot.
He is stirring the pot.
What makes something gourmet? And it's got to be a French-derived word. I'm looking it up, too.
What makes something gourmet?
Yeah, and why is it even a thing? You know, that's what, like...
Well, and that's the other problem.
Because he's like a regular guy like me, and he doesn't want pretentious gourmet anything, right?
Fine food and drink, an expert judge of food or products of high quality and special preparation.
Large gourmet, an expert of connoisseur food, refined, delicate.
Made with high quality or rare ingredients.
Well,
I guarantee it's a French word. Could you
buffalo chicken, not necessarily a rare ingredient.
Thanks, Sean.
But it could be high quality.
Thanks, Dutch Indushore.
So certain things can't be gourmet, I would guess. What if you start out with like a lowly potato, which is what he's saying? Could it ever become elevated to gourmet?
Yeah, because you can include rare ingredients like with the potato. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. You could make it gourmet.
Shredded brie. I'm glad Mindy's not here because she's gourmet everything.
She is.
You have to admit.
She's bougie.
She is.
It's whatever's gourmet to you.
That's what I mean. It's all a construct.
It's gourmet to me.
Then they're gourmet.
There we go.
Then they're gourmet.
My palate may not be the same as the gourmet judges out there.
Counter argument. Could you ever actually have gourmet food in a theme park or an amusement park?
It was gourmet for a theme park. I thought it was classy, high class for a theme park. It what? You know what?
She
made the bell. We had a long debate about this.
Gourmet.
Next question.
Gourmet could be selected dung beetle legs from the hinterland of the French Alps.
Yes.
And that could be gourmet.
Right. But it doesn't necessarily make it more delicious than the buffalo chicken fries at Knoebels.
It's something. So
right. It doesn't make it better. It just.
No, but it's
gourmet.
It's classic pretentiousness.
Yeah, right? Exactly. 100%.
So just gourmet is stupid. Carrie, did I offend you? I don't know.
No, not at all.
Do you like dung beetle legs?
You know, I tried to. I gave up on them for last.
Okay, good.
You know,
they look like delicious, don't they?
Yeah, they're just crunchy. And lips. It's like, makes me salivate. All right. Oh, Nikki, this is you. All right. This is a question for Nikki.
Oh boy.
For Nikki. Mm-hmm. Who's it from? We've got to say.
This is from Jocelyn and Kingsley.
Okay.
All right, Nikki. I think it's great how versatile you are being a reporter and then sometimes transitioning to an anchor when your colleagues are out. Which one do you prefer, like, more? If you had your choice, which do you enjoy more?
You just asked me that.
I was going to say, I asked her that this morning because here you are and you said...
I like them both equal. And I like the fact that I get to do a variety because... I like being out in the community in the morning show talking to people and promoting events, but then sometimes, like today, it's really nice just to be here and not have to go anywhere and do things like this. I genuinely like them equally.
It's nice to have a change of
pace. I like the variety.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't realize who have never done anything like this. Maybe they're not a performer, a journalist, a teacher. If you don't have to interact with people, they don't realize how stressful it is to have to be on.
Yeah.
So when you go to all these live shots, here comes Nikki. She's got to turn it on. She's got to be extra polite. She's got to interact with people. That's stressful.
If I'm having a bad day, a bad morning, and I'm kind of snippy with someone, they're going to have that impression of me, and they're going to tell their friends, oh, Nikki cries. Yeah. She's,
so you always have to be.
You always have to be on.
But when you're here, you don't have to be.
No.
It's just us.
Yeah.
So there's less stress with that. But then this gets old, so you can't win.
And I was talking to Mindy about it, and she was saying, because she did a story at the telethon. She did a reporter story. And I said, Mindy, that's a really good story. And she goes, yeah, I was once a good reporter, but I never do stories anymore. And, you know, I think she kind of misses that in a way. So it's nice the variety that I get on this shift.
It seems like in this business, and I don't know your business, reporters... elevate themselves to anchors. And why is that, though? It's like, I'm going to be this. Why can't a reporter be considered better than an anchor?
I think.
In terms of the hierarchy of the business.
With the anchors, it's more TV time. And you're
so
on
it's
camera.
Narcissism, you think? Look at Carrie. She's saying yes.
Well, I mean, some people really love to be in that spotlight, like, all the time. Whereas a reporter, you know, you like to go out and about and be here and there. And then, you know, then I like to just. I like to do a little bit of everything, you know what I mean? Because I get bored.
What would be better than, so you go from reporter
well,
to then anchor?
I
then what's next, management?
Well, yeah, who wants to manage? I don't want to be
urinal cleaner.
I don't want to manage.
No, but I start as a producer because I love writing.
Oh, right? Producer, anchor. Right. Producer, reporter, anchor.
But then I also enjoy performing and writing, so I wanted to do reporting and then anchoring. And I thought, oh, I guess that's the next step. You know what I mean? But I can't sit still all the time, so I don't like to just sit there and read all the time. I like to get out and be like Nikki, like getting out and meeting people and getting out in the public. Mm-hmm. So.
And then maybe next, actor, politician, president, mob boss, whatever.
Mob boss.
Is this the hierarchy?
It's a pretty common transition. News anchor to mob boss. Yeah. Happens
gourmet
all the time.
Food critic.
Where does it end? Emperor of the universe.
Yeah, you know?
Where does it end, Sean?
It ends with me picking another
topic. Okay. It seems like, I don't know. Are you forlorn today, your last day? Is there...
Am I forlorn?
Yeah. No. No. You like Lorne Michaels?
I am. I'm pro Lorne Michaels.
Okay. You're not forlorn.
I'm not forlorn. I'm pro Lorne. This is from Brian from Cresco. Since the morning crew seems to be germophobes, how do you handle going to the dentist? My experience is that the hygienist gloves up, cleans the teeth, moves the light, handles tools. When done, the dentist gloves up, moves the light, grabs some tools, and does the checkup.
It's your question. What do you think?
I don't really think about it.
Are you? Well, first of all, that's a presumption that I don't agree with. I'm not a germaphobe at all.
I'm not necessarily a germaphobe, but I don't know that anything they're doing in that office – it's not like they're like, they drop the, you know, tool on the floor and they're like 5 second rule and then they go back in their mouth. That might be a problem, but you know,
I think
everything
I
seems pretty
this,
sterile there.
I think there's a gender thing here. It seems like the ladies are more germophobic than most guys. Like I'll eat anything. I'll pick things off the ground. I'll not wash my hands and I don't care.
I'm a germaphobe.
I'm not wearing a mask. I don't care. But you ladies seem to be, according to my lifestyle, and offended by my actions.
It all depends on, you know, if I drop something, like, a, you know, a piece of good food on the floor and it's clean, I may do the five-second rule. But I'm not saying I do it all the time. But
so there is no five-second rule. Science has disproven that.
You have to talk into this.
And by the way.
Oh. Just letting you know.
But I have this. I don't know. Yeah.
But it's for the podcast.
Oh, yeah. So okay, gotcha.
So there is no five-second rule. When you drop something on the floor, it may land on some bacteria that were already there. But as soon as you put it in your mouth, your gut acids are going to kill it. There's nothing wrong with eating something off the floor.
Yeah.
If you go back just a, if you go back just a few
hundred.
Or you
drop one of your gourmet fries even on the table,
the
would you eat it
fry.
Off the table?
You go back to the 1700s, the things people did then would gross every human being out now, and they did fine. We're okay.
Their life expectancy was like 22 years
old.
But
it wasn't from eating
germs.
Food
I've never had a fear of anything at the dentist. I like going to the dentist.
Me never got creeped out by anything at the dentist that they were like.
Ooh. I always thought it was really clean there. Maybe my dentist's office is just very clean. I don't know.
Yeah, I think Brian needs a new dentist.
Yeah.
I have a better example for you. What do you think you're any different from your dog scientifically? You're not. I hate to tell you. You're just another mammal. Think of all the things your dog does.
Yeah.
It eats stuff off the floor. It licks other dogs' rear end. It does. We're just mammals.
And then
we're
licks
animals.
Your face?
Yeah. It's okay. Your dog's not getting sick all the time. No. We're just animals. Mm-hmm. It's okay.
Okay.
Okay? Trust me.
Okay.
I do wash my hands, though.
Okay.
No, I do, too.
All the time. Is my turn?
Yes. Yeah.
Although I've seen Sean come out of the urinal and not wash his hands. I will say that,
yeah,
and I was
all
offended
the time.
By,
and I make sure I let everyone know it, too.
Yeah, I know.
Like, by the way, I didn't wash my hands, and there's nothing you can do about it.
All right, dear Joe and gang, that's you guys. Here we go. In your opinion, are people who use e-bikes cheating? This is the perfect question
this
for
is
me.
Perfect,
would you ever use one? I am offended by e-bikes, deeply offended in every way by e-bikes, but... The other side of that is there's a lot of people who have conditions, older, disabled in some way. And if biking, if getting out on a bike with an electric assist helps you, good for you. But that's not the reason I bike. I think some people bike for transportation. I don't do it for transportation. I do it for a workout and to overcome all the obstacles in life. So I want to get a good workout. I want things to help me. So e-bikes.
I get most bummed when I see like 12-year-old kids
on e-bikes.
On e-bikes,
and they're zipping up and down.
And I'm like,
"What are you doing?
Ride a bike."
Ride a bike.
I saw a kid on an actual bike climbing the hill by my house, which I've seen kids on e-bikes, and it's hilly. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I get it. If you want to get around, it's hilly. It's hard. I saw a kid on a real bike, and I almost wanted to say something like, good for you being on a real bike.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
No, I have fellow biker friends who say it'll change your life because instead of doing 10 or 20 miles on a mountain bike, you can now do 30, 40 miles, and they love how they can go farther and faster. But that's not why I ride. I ride for a workout.
Yeah.
And I'd rather do a mile on my own if I'm 100 years old than an e-bike assist to do 10, 20, 30 miles. And the other thing, all right, picture someone at the gym. They're working out. They're bench pressing. They're under the weights. But it's electric assist bench press. Wouldn't you be
What's the point?
You're just holding on.
Yeah, you're holding on and the electric assist is lifting up. So that's not why I use a bike. But for other people, it's different. I will never use an e-bike. And they are my dying words.
I mean, I probably wouldn't use one either. But if somebody else wants to use one, it's fine.
No, this is just me. As a matter of fact, my wife said, why don't we get an e-bike for her so we can bike together? She said, then I'll be able to catch up with you.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
And I said, yeah.
See, that's a good idea.
Yeah. So maybe we'll
do that. Some practical uses for sure.
Yep. But no, I'm anti. He got me all fired up now. My blood pressure's up.
Uh-oh.
Would you check it? You have the cuff? He's checking my pulse. All right. I can't believe your boyfriend happened to submit a question. You pick it.
He submitted a couple of questions. And he did a while back after Mindy's daughter's party. That one must have been more recent.
Is this passive-aggressive French fry stuff?
No. It's all in fun.
I know. He's awesome. I'm kidding.
All right. This is from Von B.
Does he eat food off the ground?
Yeah.
Yeah. See, he's one of me. He's a caveman. It's okay.
I know. You guys are very similar. It's kind of scary.
I love him.
Von B says, it would be interesting for your wife to be on Mr. Curiosity.
Oh, boy. You're making me nervous.
Your blood pressure is already... I would like to see Dawn she'd be great. On Mr. I can't. Curiosity.
What if the loofah question came up?
I know.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
You'd finally... It would blow up your spot, and she'd finally learn that you've been using the loofah this whole time.
Please not mention that. She doesn't know about the loofah thing. No, she'd be great here.
She would.
She would never come in the morning to do this, but she'd be great. She'd put me in my place, and it'd be funny.
It'd be fun.
I get along with her more than you realize. I pick on her only for a joke. We have a great relationship.
Okay.
But just don't tell her about the loofah thing. She really doesn't know.
All right. This is from Randall. Why is the brown bag upside down? Shouldn't the fringe be on top, not on the bottom?
Thank you, Randall. That always bothered me, too.
It always bothered me, too, but why did he do it like that, the person who created
it? It could have easily been done the other way. Maybe they didn't
want it. Oh, no, because when you put a bag over your head, the ragged side is on the bottom.
Oh, that's right, because that when you did the real brown – see, it all started with the real brown bag that you put over your – yeah.
Back in the day, I would put a bag on my head and – pick out questions, and then someone made this to look like the bag on your head.
That's right. Okay.
So that's why it's this way.
That goes back maybe, 25 years when I started?
Only a veteran who was retiring would know that. And that's...
It does feel like retirement. I've been here so long.
If you were a state worker, this would be the end, but you're just moving on
to a different job. Second half.
Yeah. All right, we're going to answer another one with you. It has to be. Sean.
I'll quick do a Boss Guys.
How much time do we have here?
Oh, man, it's so long.
Only 30 seconds.
You can do 30. Sean, goodbye.
I'll
give you a massage.
Let's say goodbye.
Oh, we have another minute.
Your favorite memory.
Oh, there's another minute?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
What is your favorite memory from WNEP?
Today, doing this.
Liar.
Don't be serious.
No, serious.
My favorite memory?
Think of all the people you've seen.
One of the things I used to always love is like the big community events, the Hellman Backyard Expos and the Kilo Expos.
They were great.
Those are amazing. Like the amount of people like really made you proud. How many people showed up?
Into the community. And we get that now with the bike ride too.
Yeah.
It's one of the few things remaining. But I'm going to miss your brother. They're going to miss you. No joke.
Thank you.
And because you were the digital director and we don't have a replacement for him yet, everything's going to go astray. This may not even get on the air again.
No, I'll put this one out.
The podcast is going to end. Everything's going to crumble. And this is just going to be a ghost town of weeds and fallen ceiling tiles.
It'll be fine.
It will.
We'll miss you, Sean.
Thank you.
And you know what? Let's have some French fries.
Gourmet French fries. They got to have the buffalo sauce.
I think I have some Red Hot here.
And if they fall on the ground... I'm still going to pick them up and eat them.
Why not?
Curiosity. What are you so curious about? Everything. Mr. Curiosity.